orange peel, coriander. I've used honey. I don't know, what's the craziest thing you've used?
Mine's been pretty normal. The only weird thing I put in has been cocoa.
That's Michael Ballady and Jason Mundy. And no, they're not talking about baking. They're talking about beer. Tonight in the bar alone, I'm sitting. Jason and Michael are members of the Bloomington Hop Jockeys, a club for people who brew their own beer. I'm standing with them outside the Upland Brewing Company in Bloomington, Indiana, awaiting the results of the Up Cup homebrew competition. Just watching the bubbles in the beer. People of different cultures have been making their own batches of beer for over 10,000 years, starting in early Neolithic times. Modern homebrew clubs and associations have been going strong since at least the 1970s. There were over 800 homebrew clubs in the U.S. as of 2009, not to mention the variety of online communities devoted to the craft. True Brew author and beer columnist Rita Kahn says people are passionate about making their own beer because of the possibilities it allows.
It is a craft that has three basic ingredients: water, malt, and yeast. And you can do so many different things with those to make flavors of great complexity.
Rita makes it sound so simple, but how do people actually make beer? Any home brewer will tell you the first and most important step: sanitize all of your equipment and sanitize it well. If you don't do this, your beer can go bad very easily. From there, the process is different depending on how do-it-yourself you want to be. Some of the steps people skip are the big M's: malt, mill, and mash the grain. The liquid left over from mashing the grains is known as wort, which you can buy commercially to save some time. From here, you boil and cool the wort. Add any extra ingredients such as hops, strain, ferment the mixture with yeast in a separate container, wait about a week, and then prime and bottle your concoction. And yes, this is the abridged version.
A typical day making beer, it's about 6 hours, you know, to get through from start to finish. So, yeah, it'd be much easier to go down the store and buy a 6 or 12 pack there. But the nice thing about making it yourself is you can make it just the way you want. You know, you get to try different styles that, you know, maybe you're not going to find out at a local store.
Not only is it a time-consuming hobby, but there's a huge margin of error. Brews done wrong can come out flat, they can taste strange, or worse.
I keg my beer after it's made, and, you know, I didn't get one of the fittings tight, and the wife called me at work and said, there's beer all over the floor. So it just, you know, I lost about 4 gallons out on the floor out of the beer fridge, so that was pretty sad.
Sustainable practices are a concern of many who brew their own beer. Rita says that many homebrewers grow their own hops, use cans or recycled bottles for their products, or pick local berries to add to their batches. I read about a beer that spent its fermentation time in a hollowed-out pumpkin, and of ales that used oak chips soaked in bourbon for flavor. Once a homebrewer starts branching out like this, they may venture into beer brewing as more than just a hobby. Many craft beers and breweries are the creations of former homebrewers. And one great way to test the hoppy waters is by entering a homebrew competition, like Mike and Jason. While at the Up Cup, I meet Sandy Cockerham, a 20-year veteran of homebrewing. But Sandy's not a competitor today. She's on the other side, a judge.
I always jokingly tell people who are not familiar with beer to think of a dog show. The beagles have to be so tall and they have to be so long and a certain coat color. Well, in beer, you have the same initial criteria. The pale ales get judged against a certain yardstick, and they have to meet that. Then when you get to the best of the show, and then you've got the apples to oranges comparison, and you have to think, does this beer match its style better than this other beer matches its style?
To become a beer judge several years ago, Sandy had to take a 15-week course and a brutal 3-hour exam. With her new title come some odd job requirements. For instance, no strong odors like perfume are allowed in the judging room, something I found out the hard way. Sandy says fragrances are just one of many things that can impair the senses of a beer critic.
Got to pay attention. You're going to hope you don't have a cold. I always make sure I take allergy meds in the morning, make sure that I can smell and taste as to the best of my ability.
Out of 50 entries, the winner of today's Up Cup contest is a Northern German alt beer, described as copper to brown in color, with moderate bitterness and clean malt character. This winning entry will be brewed and sold commercially by Upland Brewing Company and the Home Brewer, a far cry from brewing on the stove in one's kitchen. For Earth Eats, I'm Josephine McRobbie.